First, we take a look at some news about measles here in the United States. It was 14 years ago that the country officially achieved measles elimination, but now cases are the highest in a couple of decades.
As of May 23rd, there were 288 confirmed cases in the U.S. That's more than in all of 2013 and more than in the equivalent period of any year since 1994. And as we approach the summer travel season, that number is expected to increase. So what do we need to know about these outbreaks?
Here to give us some explanation is Dan Hopfenberger. He's director of the Wisconsin Immunization Program at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Dan, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for having me.
Well, as we said, the CDC had considered measles effectively eliminated in the United States, but here we are with a fair amount of measles. What's behind that?
Well, from my understanding and through the documents or through the press releases from CDC, it primarily is associated with international travel. People traveling to foreign countries where measles is endemic or occurs on a regular basis and contracts the disease and brings it back to the United States. As we say with many diseases that are non-existent, or for polio, for instance, or measles is eliminated in the United States, it's just a plane ride away, and indeed that is what's happening with measles. They contract the disease, bring it back to the United States, and associate with other unvaccinated individuals, primarily is what we're seeing now, and spread the disease to those individuals, and then it just continues to spiral.
So we're a little shy of 300 confirmed cases in the United States as a whole. Not exactly panic scenario here, but is this something that worries you looking ahead?
Well, we certainly keep our providers in Wisconsin through regular updates as to what's occurring in the United States, and that it certainly could happen here. And that any time they see someone with a rash, fever, illness, measles should be the first thing that they suspect, and immediately isolate the patient within their facility in a negative pressure room so as not to transmit the measles to anybody else within the facility or the staff or other patients within the facility. And then do the proper testing on the individuals to submit to the lab for lab verification, and then make sure that the person stays isolated in their home until the results are come back, either, you know, confirming that it's measles, and then the isolation continues, and then, or if it's negative, the person can be released from isolation. What we also do then, it's a communicable disease that is reported to the local health departments, and then if it's positive, the local health department will follow up with all the individuals that have been in contact with that person while they're infectious to make sure they were properly immunized and to make sure they understand what the incubation period is, which means from the time you are exposed to the disease, if you're infected, when you expect those symptoms to occur and what the symptoms are, and then to isolate yourself if indeed you feel, you know, you become ill, and then to make sure you contact the local health department.
Now, the main outbreaks around the country, I believe, are in Ohio. And as you mentioned, international travel, there was a mission group going to Philippines and brought it back there. New York, California. How much here in Wisconsin?
So far in Wisconsin, in 2014, we've had two cases, and one indeed was associated with travel to the Philippines. The other, and that was a pediatric patient, and the other one was a young adult that had exposure in, we believe, Southern California or in Mexico.
You mentioned a young adult. A lot of people, and me among them, might think of measles as mainly an infant and childhood disease. I'm wrong to think that, though, right?
Correct. Our general recommendation is if you've born before 1957, you probably had the disease, natural disease. If not, you should have, if born in 57 or later, you should have evidence of immunization. And we recommend primarily usually two doses of vaccine. We do have school requirements for children attending school and daycare in Wisconsin. The school requirements or the basic requirements are two doses upon entry to school for kindergarten.
Let's talk immunizations a little bit more. I think it was with mumps there were some cases where people had been vaccinated but lost their immunity. Can the same thing happen with measles?
The effectiveness of the vaccine for measles is pretty well documented. With the first dose of vaccine, it's estimated that we get about 96% of protection of all 96% of all people that are immunized will have protection from that first dose. But then that second dose is given to pick up the 4% or the small percentage that didn't seroconvert from the first vaccine, from the first dose. So by and large, we're very confident with the vaccine, the effectiveness of the measles vaccine. It is one of the most effective vaccines I think we have right now.
If I'm a grown-up, and I don't know, I don't have the records from when I was a kid, I don't know if I was vaccinated. Is there anything wrong with getting vaccinated now if I already had been vaccinated as a kid?
The bottom line that we usually recommend is if you're in an age group that a vaccine is recommended and you don't have that record in your hand or that you can prove that you've been immunized, the recommendation would be that you would get the vaccine. With anything, any vaccine that you take, or aspirin or whatever, there's a slight chance of there being a reaction. However, having previously been exposed to either disease or the vaccine is not going to increase the risk of any type of reaction. The reactions to measles vaccine are fairly insignificant.
And there's been some fear, some concern over measles and other vaccines. Links apparently spurious between the vaccines and autism. Do you want to make the case that it's a safe vaccine for kids and adults?
I think spurious is probably the word, because there's been a number of accusations on that, and through a significant amount of testing, there has been no correlation between autism and either the MMR vaccine, which was the original one. That came out from a physician in Great Britain who has since been, his license has been taken away, I guess, for manufacturing information within the study. But there's been no established links with any of the other vaccines as well.
How are our vaccination rates for measles here in Wisconsin?
Here in Wisconsin, our vaccination rates for measles are well above 90%. So we're very comfortable with our immunization rates. Now, we do have some people that personally object to the vaccine, and that is their right, by all means, or you'll have religious objections, or there are some people that can't get the vaccines because of medical reasons. And we have to be concerned about the individuals that are taking the personal exemption waiver because they may, if they contract the disease, they may easily expose someone who can't get the vaccine because of those medical reasons. And say, for instance, if the individual is immunocompromised, and measles, and an infectious disease such as measles, can be very serious in those individuals. So we have to be cognizant of the immunization rates in Wisconsin, and make sure that we continue to promote that it's a safe and effective vaccine, and that you should avail yourself of that vaccine for yourself and your children.
I know you're making the case that we should get vaccinated just for daily life here. I've also seen suggestions that if you're not doing that, think about it as a travel precaution if you're going overseas. Is that a particularly important time to double-check and make sure we have those vaccinations?
Well, there's a number of vaccines that are recommended depending on where you travel in the world, and certainly we should, any person who is traveling should check what their recommendations are for the countries that they are traveling to and get the necessary immunizations that are recommended for that country or for travel. But certainly measles, with the activities in other parts of the world, should be high on the list.
All right. We'll leave it there for now. Dan, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good afternoon.
You too. That's Dan Hofsenberger. He's director of the Wisconsin Immunization Program at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.